Hi, I'm Terry Snowden. Welcome to the Forever Mancunians series here on the Forever Manchester podcast platform. In each episode, we bring you an interesting and inspirational conversation with local people doing extraordinary things in our communities. Mandem Meetup is a local grassroots charity promoting, correcting and improving the conversation around men's mental health and well-being. They provide an open, inclusive welcome while integrating a range of social, holistic and more traditional forms of clinical support ranging from psychosocial interventions and recreational activities through to practical advice and guidance as well as therapies and more. I believe there's always loads to do and much going on. And I'm looking forward to having a chat with the founder of and the main man at Mandem Meetup, Jamie Dennis. Hello.
Hello, brother. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, man. I'm feeling nice.
You're feeling nice. Now, listen, before we get into all the nitty-gritty, Jamie, tell me something about yourself and life before Mandem Meetup.
Yeah, it's been a colourful journey throughout my existence. Started off. Childhood was a bit colourful. We grew up in a troublesome house with an abusive stepdad. So he made it difficult to be in that household. He would abuse us and my mum and other members of the family as well. That man, he ended up taking his own life eventually, unfortunately. So it just goes to show the struggles that he was going through personally as well. We did escape him when he was away on a fishing holiday, which left us homeless, five of us in a one bedroom flat in Sale. This was all happening when I was like 15, GCSE year for me. So as you can imagine, grew up a bit rough around the edges, loved a scrap, always in trouble. Always having run-ins with the police. I got very lucky, stood in front of the judge and he let me off, probably because of my privileges, being a white man for one, but also because I was in education at the time. For all of the mishaps of my life, I was able to stick with education, and that comes from my mum as well. She was always encouraging of that. So the judge said that I was going to do good things and he's going to give me a chance. That was in my 20s. You obviously alcohol fueled as well, so I've not that on the head. I don't drink no more. But then From then, I just went on this mad journey of trying to be the best version of me, whatever that looked like to me at the time. And yeah, I had a total lifestyle change, quit my job, sold everything that I had, which was only like a little banger car, a few trainers, and I went off on holiday for a one-way ticket to Kenya.
Was it a mental decision to have a complete change of lifestyle, or?
Yeah, I just knew the life I was living, it weren't serving me, and it was, it was leading me down into darkness. I was depressed. I was in a relationship that was hard. I was engaged to this woman. I was in a job that was feeding just negativity. So I was like,
when do you think the point was where you sort of first maybe woke up in the morning and thought, I'm going to have to face my future here. I'm going to have to face my own issues and tackle my own situation.
I don't think it was like a black and white moment. I don't think it just happened. Right. I think it was just like an accumulation of things. Definitely waking up in a cell. Yeah.
Right.
That didn't help.
No.
But I think over the years I just started to mature and started to see that there was more to life than getting on it. and trying to make money quickly. So I started going out into nature, wild camping. I was like 24, 25. First time I'd ever been to the Lake District. It's only 2 hours up the road. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Mm. Like, it was so close to home. And I had never had that opportunity to go and see this mad landscape.
Right.
So I think that was a big turning point, getting out into nature for sure.
When do you think you discovered that... I'm going to try and move us on to, before I get into Mandem Meetup, mental health issues. When did that ever occur to you that what you were actually dealing with was a mental health issue?
No, never. Not at any point in the whole of my... until mid-20s, mid to late 20s, no idea. I had no idea what anxiety was, no idea what depression was. Here, my mum was on antidepressant tablets, so that's all I ever heard. Never understood it. But then in retrospect, looking back, the feelings of anxiety that I used to feel, like even going to school, before football, and then the States where I'd be in my house, not wanting to get off the couch, not wanting to get out of bed, starting to understand that, but it's all in retrospect. I never knew what it was at the beginning.
So has it never been like, you never actually go to see anybody that says, hey guy, you're suffering from depression or anything like that? Is it something you've just sussed out for yourself over time?
Yeah, just over time. Self-education, learning about myself, reading more, understanding what these terms mean, how to relate to these terms. Yeah, all by myself.
Wow. At what point, Jamie, did you think that this whole situations that blokes find themselves in, and mental health is obviously part of the reason why they're in the find themselves in the situations that they're in, but not necessarily the cause of why they're in the situations they're in. But how did that lead on to the formation and the setup of Mandem Meetup?
Yeah. Well, I was doing the typical man thing, and the only thing that I knew how to cope. So whenever I felt discomfort, I just get angry. And that was me expressing my emotions. So I was just at work one day and I was having relationship troubles again. And I was ready to smash things up. I was ready to smash the shop floor up. So I went into the back, into the stock room, to calm myself down, because I could feel myself, you know.
Bubbling up.
It was bubbling up. And my supervisor, he followed me in a minute or two later, and he was like, what's going on? You know, like supervisors do. And I just told him, give me 5 minutes, bro. I'm going to come back out. I just need a minute. And he could see that something was up. And he said, no, what's going on, bro? And for a split second, I thought, oh, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him what's going on. So I started. And then I could feel that frog, like, growing in my throat. The emotions were coming. The tears were building. I was like, nah. Bro, just give me 5 minutes. I'll come out. And he just stood there. And he looked me in the eyes. And he said, Jay, it's okay. You can talk to me. And I just felt like a weight fall off my shoulders. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to tell him. And I let it out. Just told him everything that was going on. Cried in front of him. First time I'd ever cried in front of a man. And he just listened. And he didn't make me feel judged. He didn't make me feel like any less of a man for crying. And he just told me. He just made me feel like it's going to be all right.
So he was the turning point?
He was the turning point. He was a part of it. He was a big part of it. And I went to the gym that night, and I was like, I need to do what he did for me. I need to do what he's done for me, but for other people. And I had a quick look around on the internet to see if there was any like men's groups nearby, and there was nothing like near me. And a few months earlier, I'd been on like a men's retreat. I got lucky. I didn't have to pay for it. My mate sorted me out. But them things are hundreds of pounds, you know. So how are you supposed to relate to men if unless you've got hundreds of pounds? Or how are you supposed to speak to someone like a therapist unless you've got hundreds of pounds spare? You can't. So I was like, I'm gonna start my own with no barriers. It's gonna be free. Everything's gonna be free. I'm just gonna create safe spaces for men just to show up and talk about what's going on in their lives. And so I did.
Mandem Meetup was born
that day. I told people, come to my house. We'll sit around my kitchen table. 28th of December 2019. Yeah, we had 8 men there, and that's how it all began.
And was it? I'm coming from a point of ignorance here, so please forgive me if I ask the most pathetic and stupid question. So that first meeting, 8 guys turned up, all sat around the kitchen. Was it embarrassing for everybody? Were they put into a position where they felt they had to put the cards on the table? Or was it pretty easy going and let's just have a brew and a chat?
That's a brilliant question. We have a saying at Mandem Meetup, no judgment and no expectation. So we don't expect anyone to share. So you're right, it was just a brew and a chat. We had a few little icebreaker situations going on at the beginning. We don't do them no more. But at the time when I was finding my feet, trying to see what works, we had like a few icebreakers situations. But what I found out was just the lads just come to talk. That's all they wanted to do. They didn't want to do all of the other stuff in between.
So I know you've already done this once because you did it when we first met, but it was a brilliant elevator pitch. Give me Mandem Meetup's elevator pitch.
So Mandem Meetup is a community of men that wants to create safe spaces for other men to show up as they are without any judgment, without any expectation, to be the best version of themselves through different interventions like going out hiking, talking circles, homeless outreach, photography, poetry, chess club, training, different workshops to get people learning. What we want to do is just reduce the isolation that men face, bring them together, get talking to open themselves up and remove the stigma around men's mental health. Right. And ultimately, stop men taking their own lives.
Which is a massive issue.
Which is a massive issue. I'm 32 right now, and the biggest risk to my own, to my life right now is me.
Okay. So it's developed into a pretty regular thing now. Does it happen on a regular basis? I gather you have to organise hikes and trips and events and activities. I'm assuming you've got a calendar.
Yeah, so we've expanded now. We're in Manchester, Salford, Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton?
Yeah.
There's a region of Greater Manchester that's not come across for a while.
And we're also in the prison estate as well.
Okay.
So we have expanded from those 8 men at the table. And we have things going on in Manchester 5 nights of the week, including Saturday and Sunday. So it's out of working hours. It's an opportunity for anyone to come along. Like I said, everything's for free. And you can find what's happening on our website at mandemmeetup.org.
Jamie, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with me today.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Forever Mancunians. If you like the show, please follow us in your podcast app. And if you have time, leave us a review. To find out how you could work with Forever Manchester, show your support, receive a newsletter, or make a donation, check out forevermanchester.com.